Our scripture reading this morning is from 1 Timothy. I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all of those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God, our Savior. Trying to pick out a scripture this morning was kind of difficult because there's over 850 references to prayer in the Bible. And to me, when there's 850 references in prayer, that means it must be important. So, a couple of weeks ago, I'm on Facebook and I'm scrolling through and I come across a little video of a gentleman. He's telling a story. And the story goes something like this, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I sure hope it is. An old woman needed some food. She was praying to God to fill her pantry. And she'd pray every morning, every noon, and every night that God would fill her pantry. One day she heard a knock on the front door and she went and opened it up. Nobody was there. But there was food galore, just enough food to fill her pantry. And she said, "Praise God, praise God, praise God." And this guy jumped out from behind the bushes and says, "That wasn't God, that was me. I'm the one." And she goes, "Well, praise God." He goes, "No, you don't understand." He said, "It wasn't your God." I'm an atheist. "It wasn't your God that filled your pantry up. It was me that heard you praying. And I'm the one that got my car. I'm the one that went and got the groceries. I'm the one that pulled out my credit card. I'm the one that brought him here. I'm the one, not your God." And she goes, "Praise God, praise God, praise God for making the devil pay for it." I thought that was pretty good. She believed. Now, like I say, I don't know if that story's true or not, but I'm going to tell you a story that I know is true. Some of you heard me talk about my Aunt Eve and my Aunt Dosha. When I was in my early 20s, I lived with these two ladies. I loved them to death, still do. I miss them terribly. Now, Eva, at this time, was in her late 60s, and Dosha was in her late 70s. And I was 21 years old, and about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, I'd get dressed, and I'd say, "Hey, girls, I'm going to go get a Coke." And I'd leave, and I'd come home at 1:30, 2, 3, maybe 4 o'clock in the morning. And Eva would be in bed asleep. She'd just be there. You know, she was dead to the world. She didn't care. Now, Dosha, on the other hand, she is asleep, all right. But she's in her easy chair, and she had her Bible open, and her head was cocked back, and she is snoring, and she snored like a freight train. And it was either on her chest or down on her lap, and I'd go over and I'd wake her up. First thing she'd say is, "My prayers came true." First thing she'd say is, "My prayer came true." And Dosha and I would talk maybe 5 minutes or maybe an hour and a half. A lot of times she'd tell me stories about my dad, her, my Aunt Eva. And back when they were my age, there was a guy by the name of Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. And they loved that old Texas swing music. quite honestly, I love it now myself. But Bob would come over to Miami, Oklahoma, and they'd go down to Miami on one night. The next night he'd play in Joplin, and they'd go there. And then he'd maybe play in Tricoxie or Springfield, and they'd kind of follow him all over. They were groupies, I guess, back then. And Dosha would tell me these stories. And it was her way of telling me she knew what I'd been out doing that night. I wasn't fooling her by saying, oh, I went and got a Coke. She knew exactly what I'd been doing. And one night, I asked her, I said, Dosha, what do you mean? What do you mean when you say your prayer's been answered? She said, you came home. What I didn't know was that when I left the house, she prayed that I'd come home. Not just when I left to go out partying at night. No. She prayed when I went to work. She prayed when I went to the grocery store. She prayed that I would come home safe and sound. My Aunt Dosha prayed for me constantly. Continually, she prayed. She is a big part of my life. Prayer for her was not just something, oh yeah, I'll pray for you and go on. Prayer for her was something she actively did. And the thing is, with prayer, I would rather have 10 people in this church that pray constantly than to have a church filled with 1,000 people that don't pray. Because prayer is a really important. It's our way of communicating with God, but it's also God's way of communicating with us and letting us know where we stand at and what we need. It's His way of us communicating back and forth. Prayer is something that Christ even taught us, the Lord's Prayer. It must be important. If He's going to teach us how to pray, it must be really important. So we have to pray. And we shouldn't just pray for our needs, which is important. We need to pray for other people's needs. I was given a list the other day of birthdays that we send off cards to. A lot of people on that list. We as a church need to pray for every one of those people on that list. And to be truthful, I need you to pray for the people on that list. I need you to pray for me. Because when I contact those people that are on that list, they need to be receptive to me. We don't know whether they're going to come to this church or another church. We don't know. That's up to God and them. We don't know whether this church is what that person needs. But we need to pray that they get the need that they need met. We shouldn't care whether they come to this church or not. All we should care about is that their spiritual needs are met. And I need you as a church to pray for me, to give me wisdom, to give me strength. I need you to pray for the community around us. I need you to pray. Because if we are not a praying church, we're not going to be a church. We as Christ-centered people need to have other people other than us in our lives. We need to be thinking about people and what their needs are. Prayer is an extremely important part of a Christian's life. My Aunt Dosha taught me that. And the thing is, this congregation is older. And here's one of the things I've found out about people that are older. As you get older, you become more concrete and more set in your Christian values and your Christian ways. And that's what the younger people need. That's what I needed when I was in my 20s. I needed my Aunt Dosha because she showed me what a good Christian could be. So we need to show the younger generation what good Christian people are. We need to pray. And they need to know we pray. One of the things that I try to do, I'm not the best at it. But when somebody asks for prayers on Facebook, I always see the little praying hands come up, and I see people, you know, praying as a comment. I try not to do that. What I actually try to do is in my comment, prayer, right there. So that every person that reads that comment on Facebook is actually praying a prayer. We need to make sure we do things like that, that we show people that we are actually praying and not just saying it. We need prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, I need your prayers. I need strength. I need wisdom. And I need you to pray for me. I pray for you. Please pray for me. Please pray for each other. Please pray for the people around, the community, and what they need. Pray for other churches. Because the pastors there and the people there are our brothers and sisters. We need to pray for each other. We need to pray for this country. We need to pray for our Congress and our courts. Doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican. Doesn't matter who's in the White House. We need to pray for those people. That God gives them the strength and the wisdom that they need to make the best decisions. We need to be a country of praying people.